Russia accuses the United States and its Western allies of seeking to dominate and impose their ideology on the rest of the world. Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has said that the West uses various methods, including regime change, against countries which oppose domination on global affairs. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has expressed hope that Tehran and the International Atomic Energy Agency will settle outstanding issues as soon as possible. Araghchi made the remarks ahead of a meeting with IAEA Chief Yukiya Amano in Vienna. The senior Iranian diplomat said the meeting will focus on the remaining issues. People of Paris have spotted at least five drones flying over landmarks in the French capital in the early morning light. One drone was sighted near the U.S. Embassy in Paris. Investigations are now underway to find out the identity of the drone operators. Syria calls on the United Nations and the UN Security Council to condemn Turkey's recent military incursion into the Syrian territory. The foreign ministry is urging the international bodies to adopt immediate measures against Ankara. It says Turkey's recent operation was a flagrant aggression and in violation of Syria's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Yemen's former president, Abdrabbu Mansour Hadi, has withdrawn his resignation, saying that he will resume his activities as the country's legitimate leader. In a letter to the parliament, Hadi insisted that his decision to withdraw his resignation is meant to secure the national interests. 30 Shia Muslims have been abducted by gunmen in central Afghanistan. Officials say the abductees were kidnapped on Monday night in a district in Zabul province while traveling aboard two buses. They were from the Hazara ethnic group, which is the frequent target of attacks by extremists. The European Commission says it has received Greece's list of proposed reforms demanded by the country's creditors for extending its bailout program. The European Commission, the European Central Bank, and the International Monetary Fund are now expected to evaluate the proposal.